right? You see me? Okay. Now, over to the far left, that those are the audio clips. It is? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Mine too. Okay. Put your cursor just above the indicator for the downward movement. Just above it, that causes it to move very swiftly. Put your cursor not at the top of the audio clips, but at the bottom, and just above that indication that is a square with the arrow going down. You see that? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, don't even go there. No. You see where... Okay. There's a... Look to your left. There's an area there for moving the audio clips. You see where there's an upward arrow with an indicator up under it. Then there's another arrow, look down, and there's a square with a downward arrow. No, but go. Oh. All right, now, there's a border right to the right of that. Do you see that white border to the right of the blue arrows? Yes. Okay, place your cursor down at that bottom arrow. Now, okay. Well, maybe we'll probably have to set this up another time if you don't have access, if you need to update something, huh? Now, the audio clip should be moving. Once you put your cursor on the arrow pointing down at the bottom of the audio clips, and you click there, the audio clip should start moving. Take your arrow. Where is the arrow? Where is your cursor at? It's not moving. Oh, boy. No, I'm not. We won't use that. We won't use that spyglass that's next to auto clips. We won't use that. There's a reason why I don't use it. No, no, Right. Right. Oh, no. You mean you don't have a visual of the auto clips? Yours is a movie. Okay. Yes. Wait, you mean your auto clips was moving? Yeah, see if you can call in again, because I'm seeing the same thing, that it shows no callers. What are you on the phone you're on now? Okay, all right. What I'll do is you call in, you hang up and call in, and once you call in, I'll open up your mic. Okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. You still can't access the audio clips?
Okay.
It's not...
Let me see. All right. Now, I'm looking at the entire list all the way down to where it's one intro, a new day. That's the last thing I see in auto clips.
Okay, now put your cursor on that down arrow and press there. The auto clip should move.
No, sir. No, sir. It does not move at all. The last entry is on this auto clip right now that I'm able to see is intro, a new day.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Here's what we'll do. I'll have you call into the host seat. That may give you I don't know. That don't have anything to do with it, though. So you should be able to manipulate the studio right there from where you're at.
I'm a caller.
I know, but still, if I hung up and I called in, I could still move the audio clips.
As a listener, the 515.
Yep, I can. Watch, I'll show you. Hold on. I'm going to hang up and then call back in, and I'm going to unmute your mic and mine. Here.
All right.
Hold on.
That's dangerous.
All right, see me on the board?
I see you on the board.
But I just opened up my mic myself as a caller.
Okay, how did you open your mic?
I just moved my cursor there on microphone and clicked there.
From the 515.
Yes.
You went to your mic and you clicked on it.
Yes.
You didn't use the number one or anything.
Nope.
And you can see your auto clips?
I can see them.
That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Okay, and you can move your auto clips?
Yes. Yep, I sure can.
Okay, let me see if I can click on my mic. Okay, I pressed my number one.
I see you. All right. Put yourself on mute. Put your cursor on mute. The two headphones. And then now, put your cursor back on the mic and click it.
I just did.
Uh-huh. See?
Nothing happened. I didn't even get rid of the question mark.
The only way you get rid of the question mark is that you press 1 on your phone. That removes the question mark.
Okay, now watch. I got it here. It hasn't changed a thing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, the audio clips is not responding, huh?
The question mark hasn't even disappeared.
Well, sometimes the one works and sometimes it doesn't. That's another reason why we are changing Blog Talk systems.
Okay, all right. Now, the reason I'm in studio is because I clicked on studio. That's the only reason I'm back there. I clicked on the logo and I selected studio. Okay, mm-hmm. when I logged in and gave the user and the password, and then the logo showed up. From the logo, I went to studio. Now, that's how I got back here, I can see everything that's going on. I did not, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and that was from the website, not from the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, telephone, then after I got studio, I then dialed in the 515 where I would be able to talk to you on the phone and follow your instructions in the studio. At this moment, it shows you are not connected. Please call in as a host. The host seat isn't occupied now at all.
That's
the notice. But I didn't get this. I didn't get this studio as a listener. I got this studio from signing in with the password.
Well, the studio gives you a visual of the studio board.
I know. What I'm trying to say is, I'm misunderstanding something here, totally wrong. I really am. I went on the website, and I clicked on login. From login, it gave me the page where you put in the password and the username.
That gives you access. Now stop right there. That is what allows you access. That's what allows you a visual of the studio board.
On studio. Well, okay, the password and the user word. But what I'm saying is, I did not do that as a caller. I went from the password and the user word, I got I was able to log on to the logo and get to get where I could select studio, create an episode. I didn't do that from calling 515.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
After I got in and the board is up so I would be in tune with you, then I dialed the 515 where we're talking, where you and I are talking. But I didn't do 515 to get back here to the studio. I didn't do that.
That's right. You only access the you only show up on the studio board when you dial in from your phone. I can have a visual of the studio board, you won't see my number in the call in because I have not called in. When you dial the 515, that is what puts you in the call in section.
Right, and it gives me no control whatsoever over the auto clips.
Well. All right. You see my number under yours?
Yes.
I called in. That's all I did. I hung up from out of the host queue.
Because it shows host connected.
And I dialed the 515 number. And then my number showed up on the call sign.
Now,
that's,
from the 515, you are able to access Auto Clips?
Yep.
You're able to access the logo and put in the password and the user word?
I don't, in order to get a visual of the studio board, I have to go through the password.
Okay, and you're able to do that by dialing 515?
I won't. If I just dial 515 and I have not took my computer and went through the password, all I'll be is a caller.
Because I'm hearing the wrong thing. Well, anyway, I can't.
You are not listening, Sister Anita.
Okay.
You're not listening.
Yeah. Okay. I'm. Yes, sir.
What gives me access to the studio board is not me calling in. That's not what gives me access to the studio board. What gives me access to the studio board is when I actually log in through the computer.
Right. Yes.
That's what gives you access to the studio, but not just calling. You can call, but you are just on your phone. But once you go through your computer and you log in, that is what gives you a visual and access to the studio board.
All right. Okay.
And to create page and all of that, you have to go. That's what gives you a visual of that. But if I had my computer off and I call in and I open up my computer, so what? All I've done is called in as a caller. But
right.
If I want a visual of the studio board, I have to go through the password and log in.
Yes, sir.
That's through the computer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a time then when I should dial the host? You're not connected. Please call in.
Well,
that's the message that shows up here now.
Right. We're not connected to the host queue because I hung up from out of the host queue.
Okay.
Tell you what. You call in to the host queue.
All right.
And then we'll see if that allows you to manipulate the studio board. Let's try
okay.
that.
Let me,
you hang up.
I'm
going
to use my cell phone.
Oh.
I'll still be able to talk to you?
No, ma'am. Once you have entered the host seat, yes, ma'am.
All right. So now that's what you want me to do, right?
Yeah, hang up your phone and
okay.
dial back in the host number and put in the host PIN.
All right.
That'll give you access to the host seat.
All right, then.
Okay.
I'm doing it now.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Now you are in the host seat now.
I don't know what it is, but I sir, this thing is No, sir.
The audio clips aren't moving or anything?
No, sir. No, sir.
I wonder what's wrong. I from where I'm sitting, I can move them. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. There's two columns to the far right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, all right, not the farthest column to the far right. There's another column just to the left of the far right column. Do you see that?
Okay, a little black one. Okay, now it's moving. Yes, sir. The black one is moving.
Oh, you were way over there. Okay. That's my fault because I did say over to the right, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That was my fault. That was my error. Okay. I'm sorry. Now, with your arrow, with your cursor on the down arrow, when you click that, can you move the audio clips?
Yeah, they're moving.
Okay. Now, keep your cursor on that down arrow, and you will reach an area of alphabetical order.
Yes.
Just go down. Now you're in the A's, and just keep on going down until you reach the PRs. Now, Sister Anita, if you want to move it fast, move your arrow just above that small square box, and they will move rapidly.
Okay. I'm going
to
P.
Are they moving rapidly? Huh?
I'm going to P.
Yes.
The letter P.
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. Uh-oh. I'm going the wrong way. Just a minute, sir. Okay, I'm in the P's. Oops.
I know. It's kind of tricky, isn't it? Now, you may be in the P's, but you know you are looking for PSA. So go beyond the PRs. The next letter is S, right?
Wait a minute. Just a minute. M-N-O-P. Just a minute. Just give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. I see what I'm doing. What happens, I'm holding it, and it gets to the cursor before I know it, and I want letters. Okay, I saw it one time. Okay, P, Petty, P-S. I'm going to have to go slow, sir.
Yes, yes, once you reach the P's. Yes, ma'am. Go slow. Otherwise, you'll shoot right past the PRPS. Yes, ma'am. Do it slow. Put it on that down arrow and press there. It moves slower.
Okay.
Put it on the square. It moves slower. Then once you reach those P's.
Talk unchanged PSA. What should I have
first? Now you are in the area called the PSAs.
All right.
Mhm. It's right after the PR, then PS. You know, it's in alphabetical order. Now, you keeping your cursor on the lower box moves it slow, you know, and you can choose which PSA you want to play.
All right. Just tell me.
Let's see. All right. Huh?
I don't know any. I don't know what.
All right. Play. Wait a minute. Play the one just above Talk Unchained.
Okay, I have to go back.
That's the one we're using.
Okay, Obama.
No, ma'am. Just above Talk Unchained.
Okay, stop. Please stop.
Just take your finger off of it. It'll stop. Move it real slow.
Okay, Islamic short story. Islamic short stories looking for new talent.
All right, play anything you want to play. I'm just showing you how to get there and how to play it. Play whatever you choose to play.
Wait a minute. Okay.
In order to play a PSA, you move your cursor to that arrow.
Okay, there is a PSA CWSCC Corp sponsor.
Well, if you want to.
Getting to know.
If you want to, whatever. Wait a minute. Let's just play one.
There's no way for me to know. We're not doing a telethon anymore.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are still in the telethon. We will not stop the telethon until we reach our goal.
Okay, now there's a PSA telethon with Martha Naila from August.
Yeah.
Do that one?
I'm
there.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
I'm
right,
going to do that. Now, do what?
Put your cursor on that blue arrow. Just right
all
there.
Right.
Just, now click there.
Okay.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, this is Martha Naila asking you to join us in this time.
Now,
a time of giving.
It,
yes. America Muslim 360 Radio Telethon.
Your cursor on the arrow.
We're
asking. Click.
Okay.
Now, that stopped it, right?
All right.
Okay. Let's move down to the CWSCAM 360 Telethon. Just move your cursor to that blue arrow and click there.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, I took my finger off. CWS, underwriting sponsor.
No, ma'am.
Who is
you went too far.
Okay, yeah, I just, a minute.
WSCAM 360 Telethon is just one PSA in between Sister Martha's. There's a PSA, then there's the PSA 360 Telethon.
Okay, just
you
a minute.
See
it? No. I gotta get. Okay, here's hers. PSA, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. I got it. CWSC Telethon.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race. Racism and extremism and a moral standard, till finally the question was asked, where does it stop?
All
it
right,
stops
stop it
right
when,
now,
when you
right
want
here,
to.
On America.
You can stop it now, sister.
Sorry, I'm...
All right, you're not fine. That cuts it off. We don't need to hear all of that. That's just the object of how you start and stop a public service announcement. Now, usually we'll play two public service announcements at each break. We are utilizing these PSAs right here. because we're still in our telethon.
Okay.
All right.
There's one here that says Mark.
Yeah, yes.
That Brother
Mark
Shaheed? Huh?
Yes. Yes.
That's Brother Mark Shaheed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want that.
Play that one. Play that one.
Yeah. All right, here I come.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Mark Shaheed, the host of the CWSC Roundtable, asking you to join me in supporting AM 360 and the CWSC by donating. All donations.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Okay. All right. Okay. And we have to play two of those per time.
For on each break, we'll have two public service announcements, you know. But for right now, we are really definitely the full court press on the fundraising. We are not quite there yet. We are about.
Okay, so I got the PSA, and it's Martha and Nyla, and the one that you just had. This is a PSA telethon. Okay. Oh. All right, I'll switch up. Is it possible for it to switch up?
You can play either one you want to play, you know.
No. If we always play Sister Martha Nyland.
Here's what I do. The first one I'll play is the one with Mukhtar Muhammad. That's the one that says.
Hello?
That's the one that is identified by CWSC AM 360 Telethon.
Okay.
I will play that one first.
Okay. You're gone.
No, I'm not. I'm trying because when I'm trying to speak to you, you say something, and we can't talk at the same time. So I'll just, let you finish your statement, then I'll speak. What I do is, the one that I found to be most effective is the one CWSC AM 360 Telethon. That's
right.
Mukhtar Muhammad and what's her name? Good Lord. Well, anyway, that's the one that's Mukhtar Muhammad. That's this one right here. Listen.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments.
Then I'll play this one next because Sister Martha gives the information how to donate. I'll play this one next.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, this is Martha Nyla asking you to join us in this time, a time of giving. Yes. American Muslim 360 Radio Telethon. We're asking you to join us in donating. Go to cwsc.us and press the blue button. Or dial 910-317-0297. We're there to help. Or you may mail in your pledge, or your money order, or your check. Mail it to CWSC. Inc. INC. And mail it to 2620 Bragg BRAGG Boulevard, Suite D as in donate, Fayetteville, North Carolina 28303. Thank you, and we look forward to being here with and for you. God's peace be upon you.
Now, you see why I play hers last?
All right, yes.
I play hers last because she gives the contact information.
Right.
See, I'll play Mukhtar's first. He sets that stage. This gets everyone's attention. Listen.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race, racism, and extremism, and a moral standard, till finally the question was asked, where does it stop?
See, that gets everyone's attention, and I'll play that all the way through. Then I put on Sister Martha, whereby she gives the information of how to donate.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. That's the formula that I use because we are truly, into our fundraising. We must raise these funds in order to continue to operate on American Muslim 360. This isn't free. You know, this is believer-supported radio. And so we ask the believers to help keep this medium, alive and operating. Well, that's where we are with that.
All right. Yes. Yes, I got it.
Okay. Now, do you think you can remember how to access the PSAs? Again, I gave you the wrong information starting off. That's why the audio clips wouldn't move. It's that section right there where your cursor is now. It's not all the way to the right. You know, it's the one just left of the right.
It's black, and then you don't see it until you draw your attention to it. Mm. One row is black, and the very last row is gray. And this is the black row.
Well, yours is showing a black one. Yeah, but that's the column right there. Now here is what I'll do. After the the show begins, the opening CEO statement, your choice of music to open up your show, and you begin broadcasting, I immediately move to the PSAs, getting prepared for when I'll take a station break, you know. I'll have that already queued up.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When you say, what did you just say?
Let's say you
have
what,
this.
Go ahead, Sister Anita. Go ahead, please.
You have this section of the auto clips showing, and that's how you are setting up things because you already have the PSA section showing on your board, and you just move your cursor from one to the other. Is that what you? That's what you're telling me about? That's what setup means?
No, that you have already, when you first come on, you're going to hear the opening, the CEO approved opening. Then you're going to hear Marvin Gaye. song, Save the Children. Then you will begin your broadcast. As you are broadcasting, you want to now set up for when you take a break. So you move to your PSAs during that period, yeah, during that time. And when, okay, it's time for public service announcement, you are already there. You've already moved the PSAs you've already moved the audio clips to the PSAs and located, and you have located the telethon and Sister Martha Nyla.
Done. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. How do I go about? I know the intro, the disclaimer intro. We've done that when we created the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Marvin Gaye, where is it?
All right. Let's move our cursor up to the top arrow. And you want to move to the M's. Marvin's name begin with an M. Start clicking up until,
okay,
you get to the M's. You can move it quicker if you put your arrow just under that square and click. They move quick. Okay, I'm in the N's now. I know next is the M, so I'll slow it down because I'm coming up to the M's. I know that. Okay, now I... Okay, now.
Yeah,
I'm in the M.
Move your arrow.
M comes before P, so you want to go back. So you will put your cursor on the upper arrow.
Yes.
But you want to reach the M's now.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is it moving up?
Yes.
Okay,
let me stop. Michael J.
You can slow it down whenever you want.
M-A.
You can speed it up and slow it down whenever you want to.
Okay.
You slow it up.
Oh, there it is. It's Marvin Gaye's music, Eric's sermon. Is that where I'm supposed to be?
Well, if it's Marvin Gaye's music, you pick out the selection that you want to play. I see it right here.
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
I just want to ask a question. Who really?
M-A-R. I went too fast. Whew. Marvin. Mary. Okay, Eric, hear it. This is right here. Oh my gosh. Okay. Mercy, Inner City Blues. Okay, I see. There it is. I got it.
Mm-hmm. It's in alphabetical order. His titles are in alphabetical order, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So,
they're in alphabetical order. So you know Save the Children begins with an S, and it's S-A. So up over that is Sad Tomorrows, you know. So you go to, when you reach the M's and you reach Marvin, the titles are in alphabetical order.
All right, when is this Marvin? Oh, my gosh, just getting ready to cut us off. When is
it? Oh, sure,
we've
got about 50 seconds.
Okay. This is played. I have to find this because the intro is already going on, so I should find this while the intro is going on.
Yes.
You said yes. Okay.
Yes. The intro is a long intro. It allows you a lot of time to get there.
So, then Marvin. Then the show. And you cut Marvin off in order for, so I've got to learn that. That's the good part. Say nothing here. Okay. Oh my gosh. All right, we're gonna have to come out of here. I want to go back and look at Sister Clara Muhammad. I have to do that another day. May I call you back after we go off? Oops. We're off the air.
Well, we are. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can still hear you.
Okay, we are getting a little bit more grace period here. I don't know how long the grace period will last.
Okay.
But everything you...
Mm-hmm.
You wanted, all right, now you had a question?
Oh, I was saying good morning, but it was time for the intro. And then I say nothing again when it's time for Marvin.
Right.
And when Marvin goes off, whenever you cut Marvin off or start fading him out, then I start talking.
Right. Let me show you how to fade Martin out. Listen to...
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares?
Okay.
Now, you know how I did that?
Okay. I'm
do you know how I faded it out like that?
Of course not.
Okay. I put my cursor, your cursor will turn into a hand with a finger. You put it just left of that bar, the volume bar, just to the left of it, on that yellow space. And you click, it moves the volume. You move it again to the left, it lowers it. Move it again to the left, it lowers it. Move it again to the left, it lowers it.
Okay.
You don't have to play the whole song all the way through. Just where you're comfortable, whereby he reaches that part of Save the Children. He repeats that because your show is about my children's children. So you want him to reach that part of the song where he's saying, save the baby, save the children, save the children, save
okay,
the children, and you want to start fading it down because he's pointing to your subject matter, your children, your children's children.
Okay. All right. Does that line turn green? That's when I'm fading out?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, it does. So let's try that. Click on that if you want to, or wherever you're at, click on that. Start it and see if you can gradually reduce the volume.
Okay. I thought I clicked on it. No, I'm not getting any sound this time.
What song are you at?
I'm at Save the Children's Arrow, but I'm not getting any.
Let me see something.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares?
Okay, when I clicked on the arrow, I'm not getting. Okay, let me see if I understand what I'm supposed to do. I clicked on the name. There's nothing.
No. The arrow to
the arrow.
Right. Yeah, the arrow.
Right.
There.
Okay. See, I'm getting. It spins around, but I'm not getting any.
Okay, it is just spinning in a circle.
Yeah.
Anita?
Turning.
Is it just spinning in a circle?
It did, and it stopped and gave me two bars. And I'm moving the blue line, but I'm
no,
not.
No. There we go. Click on the arrow.
I did. I'll do it again.
See, here it comes.
Save a world. despair? Who really cares?
Now put your cursor, put your arrow to the left of that bar there. Click.
When the world won't be singing.
On that yellow line.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Left.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To
save
a world.
That's destiny.
That is destiny. To die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world in despair.
Who really cares?
Anita.
There'll come a time.
There'll come a
time. Anita, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. I'm trying to show you how to slowly lower the volume.
Right.
You would put, all right, now do you, okay. You would put your cursor to the left, right on that line, that yellow, that orange, yellow, and green line.
Yes.
Just left of it. And you would click there. That moves that bar where it lessens the volume. Please put your that finger that's sticking up. Put it just to the left of on
right.
That bar that's yellow and green and all that.
Okay.
All right. Click there.
Okay. Yes.
Did the volume thing move? It moved, right?
Yes.
All right, now put it to the left of it once more. And
yes.
Click.
Yes.
It's lowering the volume. Move it once more. And click.
Okay.
That volume indicator is moving, isn't it?
Yes.
It's moving to your left, right?
No, it's moving to the right. It's moving to the right.
You should be left in order. Look, when to the right is an increase in volume, to the left of that indicator is a lowering of the volume.
Okay, let me go all the way back to the beginning. And I'm going to turn the music on and see. All right? Because I'm moving
okay.
To the right. Can't move to the left any further. Where I'm stuck.
No, wait a minute. Move the cursor. Okay, if you're all the way to the left, you won't get any sound.
Yes.
Moving it to the left is what reduces the volume. To the right of that bar, that's what increases the volume.
All right.
So start playing the song, move your cursor to the left and click, and then move it again and click, and move it again and click. It'll be lowering the volume.
Okay,
start
I'm going to
try. Song.
All right, I got the song on. I hear nothing.
Are you clicking on the arrow, the blue arrow?
I clicked on the blue arrow. Wait a minute. The green. Okay, there's the green now.
No. Click to the, go to your right, click on that blue arrow that's just past the numbers.
Right.
That's just past the numbers.
Right. No.
Click on that blue arrow. That should start the song.
Right. Yes. And I won't use the word right. Yes. All right. Now you want me to click on... I don't hear anything.
There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't
be ringing. Just to the left a little bit. Sick. On that line.
I am.
Okay. Uh-huh. Move it again and click.
Okay.
You all can gradually, you don't have to move it way far. Just move it slightly, it'll lower it, then move it again slightly, it'll lower it, just gradually lower it, move it.
When I look at the world,
when I look at
fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's how you lower the volume. That's how you fade the music out. Then you begin your broadcast. You want to move it all the way where it's not heard anymore.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live. Live. Live.
Live.
Live. Live.
Yes, sir.
Sister Anita, you want to move it to the left until you hear it no more. And that's when you start your broadcast. You want to move gradually, step by step, gradually fade it till you hear it no more. Then you start your broadcast.
I was trying to find the point where it says save the children.
We'll deal with that. You know, we don't have to. I'm only showing you the technique of once you reach that point where it says save the children, then put your cursor on the volume line that red, yellow, orange, and green line, and gradually move it to the left. Click. It'll lower the volume. Let that play a little while, then move it to the left once more and click there. It's gradually losing volume. You're reducing
the volume. Save the world that is destined to die.
All right. I see.
I can hear this. Okay, now. There we go. See?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
as you do it more, you will become more proficient at it. You will know how to artistically lower the volume at the right point. You know, it takes practice, but I'm only showing you the technique of how that is done. Yes, ma'am. Is done. But I will accompany you this Sunday now, you know.
Yes.
I will.
Yes, yes.
Will accompany you.
Okay, so,
and,
are you...
Mm-hmm. Am I what, Sister Anita?
Oh, you're engineering Sunday.
Well, if you want to, you can go as far as you feel comfortable at.
No. This is
okay. We'll have more sessions like this. We're going to have more sessions like this one here. Here?
Yes.
Right. We'll have more sessions. We'll set aside time, and we'll work with these here until you get a little bit more comfortable. Here?
Yes.
Okay. So I will engineer Sunday morning for you. Here?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And we'll set aside time. I'll create a block of time, and we'll go through this once more. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I knew that this was not easy. I shouldn't say that. But it took some learning. When you talk, it sounds like it's something you can just jump right, but it's
yes,
not.
No, ma'am. That's why I said we need to have a visual of the studio board.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I think that helps. Now, if we were just talking and I'm trying to explain, but having a visual of the studio board and you having hands on, I think that's a lot more beneficial than
yes.
trying to describe something that's not visually present. You know, how can I describe this here, you know, without you actually having a visual of it?
Sir. Yes,
yes
sir.
Ma'am.
You're so right. When we had our last conference call, I don't think you were there, but anyway, when Professor Aldrich was speaking, I said, oh, no, I've got two mentors, and they're both hands-on. I was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they're both hands-on, because I could see some of my other lessons
mm-hmm.
as I was talking, and I could see, you know, I could remember some of the things you had to do to get me to follow you to be hands-on, and I the same way, had just given me a lesson in getting away from the permalink, okay, and not
mm-hmm.
using it. Don't even care. Don't even look at it, right? But it was.
Right.
It appeared simple, but it wasn't, because she said, "Feed the beast." just put anything in there. The details, even though I don't have what I'm going to talk about, out. Put anything in it. I didn't believe her. She said, put anything in there. Feed the beast. And she had to repeat it. I know she repeated it about four times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, Wednesday is good. And she said, that's all I'm telling you to do. And once I put it in there, I was able to move. The create episode light came on. Something else lit up. That memory came back, and I was laughing, and nobody else could enjoy it or either see the humor in it
mm-hmm.
when I did Dawn, because they weren't there.
That's
one of those moments I called, and she gave me that minute, you know, right then and there. But I don't mean to hold you. It's just thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. You're welcome. We shall have more classes like this, Sister Anita.
Yes, sir.
So I must run. I'm running kind of late right now. But I'm grateful to, have set aside this time for you.
Oh, I'm grateful. I most appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, sir.